Here's the Left of Lansing Monday Musing for November 18th of 2024. My Blue Sky account, yes, Blue Sky account, so please follow me there, blew up this morning with the news that the Joe Coffey MSNBC show visited Dear Leader Trump at Mar-a-Lago over the weekend. Oh, yes. Hosts and spouses Mika Brzezinski and Joe Scarborough announced on their cushy four-hour morning show on the supposed liberal network that they decided to squash their supposed years-long feud with Dear Leader and have a discussion with him at his Florida home. If you recall, the couple were once really good pals with Dear Leader, but that all changed as they criticized him during his first term and especially after he led the January 6th insurrection. And it was just over 2 weeks ago that a very tearful Mika told the ladies at The View that nobody gets a pass for trashing America. Except I guess they do, after all. Now, here's how Mika described her and Joe Scarborough's visit to Dear Leader's private residence, and she started off by saying that they heard many concerns from viewers over Trump's cabinet nominations, and they offered to have a discussion with him. So Mika continued, and I quote, "On Friday, we were given the opportunity to do just that. Joe and I went to Mar-a-Lago to meet personally with President-elect Trump. It was the first time we have seen him in 7 years." She then continued after Joe explained about things they talked about, including mass deportations in the future of abortion rights, and here's what Mika said. "What we did agree on was to restart communications. My father, former National Security Advisor Zbigniew Brzezinski, often spoke with world leaders with whom he and the United States profoundly disagreed. That is a task shared by reporters and commentators alike. We had not spoken to Trump since March of 2020, other than a personal call that Joe made, a call after the attempt on his life in Butler, Pennsylvania. In the meeting, President Trump was cheerful and upbeat, and he seemed interested in finding common ground with Democrats on some of the most divisive issues. And for those asking why would we go speak to the president-elect during such fraught times, especially between us, I guess I would ask back, why wouldn't we? 5 years of political warfare has deeply divided Washington and the country." Why wouldn't they go talk with a man whom they warned all of us would subvert our democratic institutions, who trashes America at every single opportunity he has? I mean, why in the world wouldn't they talk to somebody like that? I'll tell you why. Now, listen, some fellow progressives believe this was out of fear. Maybe Joe and Mika are doing some of the dirty work for MSNBC, which is owned by corporate media behemoth Comcast, to get in Dear Leader's good side. I don't buy that being the reason, not for 1 second. They did it for access journalism, plain and simple. You see, the reason the corporate media spent this election sane-washing Trump is because, well, one, massive corporate tax breaks, which he has promised, and two, access, which then leads to the intended outcome. One hand washes the other. Trump needs the corporate media, and the corporate media need the Trump show. It's all a game to these rich, elitist, out-of-touch people. Now they get exactly what they really want. 4 years of daily Trump. What'd he do now? I can't believe he just said that. He's trashing America and our veterans again. On and on and on and on. And it just gets so wearisome. It gets so tiresome. And people will soon tune out. And maybe that's the goal. Meanwhile, there are millions and millions of people who fear for the country's future. Who fear for democracy's future, if we'll have one. There are many people who simply cannot believe that a convicted criminal, a sexual assaulter, a failure of business, and a failed president who very nearly overturned a free and fair election is now being treated as a normal garden variety president by the corporate media. There are many who cannot believe this. It's all about one hand washing the other, and MSNBC, CNN, or the rest of the corporate slash legacy media are all part of the same game. The faster you realize this fact, the faster you can free yourself from their destructive game. Corporate media will not save us. Only we can really do that, ultimately. LeftofLansing@gmail.com is the best way to reach me. Subscribe to the podcast and also subscribe to Left of Lansing on YouTube. Don't forget to follow me on Twitter, the Gram, and Facebook. Take the battle to them.